Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. You know, when it comes to finding a man for a relationship or to marry, most women want to know how to find love in today's dating world. You know, sometimes it seems like the whole world is completely focused on getting a relationship with someone. Love is hard enough without us getting really obsessive about finding a partner. But guess what? Carlos is here to help you with some tips for finding love. As we're talking about today, we're talking about 10 tips for how to find love. But first of all, I gotta shoot down some of these myths that we have about finding love. We typically have way more myths than we do truths about love and relationships, so this is important. Myth number one, you have to use online dating to find the right person for a relationship. We hear this a lot these days. You get a lot of publicity around online dating and using apps on your phone. And no, you don't have to use an online dating site at all if you don't want to. This includes those apps like Tinder or Bumble or a ton of the other popular ways people try to find a relationship or find love online. I've been taking a survey of my readers for several years now, and I consistently get very raw, very negative feedback about most people's experience with online dating. Sketchy guys, sketchy women, there's liars out there, everybody's exaggerating in their profiles, there's men and women looking for money, married guys looking for hookups, not love. I think this is because there are a lot of potential issues with online dating, and there are also a lot of opportunities if someone learns how to use it correctly to find love. But you certainly do not have to use it for dating if you don't want to. Myth number two is stop looking for love. It'll find you. Another variation of this particular myth is if it's meant to be, love will happen for you. Ugh. You know, this myth always got under my skin. I mean, we all know that it's hard enough dating or finding the relationship you want when you're trying to do it, right? So how could it be better to stop trying? Well, as this theory goes, the harder people try, the more they're trying to force the energy of the universe, which of course the universe resists. What this love myth is really trying to say to you is, if you're a person who's focused hard on finding someone or meeting someone for a relationship, you'll end up pushing them away or just ignoring your own life. While there is some truth to that, the reality is that you do have to look for the person you want if you want a romantic partner in your life. You can't just hope that luck is gonna swing your way, you know what I mean? Recent discoveries in psychology have shown us that if you keep a desire in your mind, you're way more likely to discover ways to fulfill it. Thank you to The Secret for hitting us over the head with that little tidbit. But in reality, people tend to get what they focus on getting. If it's love you want to find, then keep your eyes open for love. Just don't get too obsessive about it. Don't push too hard. Myth number three, opposites attract. Not. This one has been around for a very long time. The idea that love happens so quickly between a person and someone else who is not like them. There's a psychology of why this opposites attract thing happens, but you only need to know that it happens because you're actually just irritated at the failure of the last relationship, the one where he was exactly what you thought you were compatible with, right? Or you were just blinded by scorching sexual chemistry. Hey, it happens. But the reality is that you'll have much more success in dating a guy that's more like you than unlike you. Seek the bricks of compatibility first, and then make sure chemistry is there to cement them together, okay? It's a clever little phrase. You can write that one on your bathroom mirror. Okay, now we need to get into the ways for how to find love. How to find the right person, tip number one is to know what you want first. About 98% of the people I meet, even the ones I meet in my seminars, did not or do not have a list of what they want in a partner. Sure, they have a vague idea, but they really don't have a clear picture of how they would know if they found love. I think this may be why so many women ask the question, what are we in relationships with a guy? It's because she doesn't have a clear enough idea of what a relationship is for her first. If she did, she'd know right away that this friends with benefits situation is not a relationship to her. So take the next 5 minutes you would watch maybe a pointless video or a cat video on YouTube to sit down and just take a few minutes and start a list of what you want in a mate. Now, I say this, and I know for a fact that most of the women out there are probably going, yeah, I'll get to that later, Carlos. But we both know you won't. The second you get done with this podcast, you're going to go off and do something else. So do this thing right now. You can pause this. You can open up an app on your phone to just take a note. But start making a list that you can actually look at and review. Because if it's just in your head, it's going to be cloudy and vague, and you won't have anything to refer to when your emotions are getting involved with a guy, okay? Just a simple list of 10 must-haves and, well, maybe 10 must-nots. It's all it takes. And then as you date and you get more experience, you'll know what worked and what didn't work for you. And you can update your list. Love tip number 2, get over rejection fast. Know this fact. No one likes rejection, okay? No one, not even the most seasoned salesperson wants to be rejected or enjoys it. So you gotta learn how to understand it. Rejection is difficult for us because most of us live with the childhood wounds of never feeling fully accepted in our families. It's sad that this way of our lives and that this experience is so common for people. Once you get on the road to understanding that no rejection is a statement of your value or your loving worth, you can get past it to find the love you desire. And you must, because you need to take some risks out there. And you have to be willing to take a chance that there are some men who don't want a relationship with you. Bid them Godspeed and move on to your love-finding mission. If he's not into you, fine, next. If he's unable to make a commitment, fine, next. If he's got dependencies, fine, next. If he's looking for something casual and you're not, great, next. The faster you move on, the faster you find the right love. I waited for 40 plus years to make sure I got it right. And I did. Tip number 3 is multiple streams of dating income. Okay, this one takes a little explanation if you haven't heard it from me before. There was this popular author many years back. He had a popular book that said that the key to finding financial independence was to have multiple streams of financial income in your life. His ideas made a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, it obviously makes more sense to have more ways to keep yourself secure. And then I realized that this approach to money would also work in relationships and finding love too. If you have 5 times as many ways to find love in a relationship, you're going to improve your odds of finding love by 500%. It's simple math. This is why you can't just be using only one dating method to meet somebody. You need more. This is probably the dating and relationship hack for the 2000 whatevers, okay? If you use it right, it'll help you. Try using online dating if you feel comfortable with it. Try phone apps that can connect you to people. Try single events and parties, speed dating, classes, going to the gym, at the grocery, business events. There's so many different ways to meet people, and yet we insist on sitting home and watching Netflix. Really, come on. The list goes on and on. What I notice is that the women who really want love and a relationship with someone, they actually do these things. They make it a point to push themselves into the uncomfortable situations and make those situations comfortable. The women that are in retreat tend to see all the reasons why it won't work. You'll see this pattern everywhere, by the way, if you look for it. Tip number 4, put your phone away. One of the most important things to do when you want to attract a man or find a relationship with someone is to give them the opportunity to find you, to discover you. Men are looking for any sign that he won't be rejected before he will man up and approach you and talk to you. Okay, keep this in mind. Guess what happens to his motivation when he sees you on your phone? Do you think he's motivated to try and interrupt you and pry you away from your screen? No. In fact, a lot of guys look around, see all the women on their phones, and then they pull out their own phone, and guess what? Look at all those opportunities lost. Men approach available-looking women. You don't look available for love when you're locked onto your screen. Our default mode these days is to find any moment of boredom and turn it into play on my phone time. Candy Crush, texting, Instagram, reading the so-called news, posting on Facebook. Look, the next time you're out and about, just stop for a second and look around you. Do a rough estimate of how many people are glued to their phones. Every time I do this, and I do this quite a bit, about 1/3 to 2/3 of people are stuck on their screens, oblivious to the world around them. And I see more women than men, but guess what? Men are catching up. Do yourself a favor and put your phone away. You're losing opportunities left and right to find love by making yourself unavailable on your phone. Tip number 5, stay away from the no plays. I used to call the people that aren't available as no plays, meaning that you really can't play the relationship game with them. A man can be unavailable like this for many reasons. He's got maybe personal or family life issues to handle. Hint, don't fool yourself into thinking you're going to get a lot of attention from a guy that's in this situation. You won't. He's married. Yeah, that's definitely an unavailable situation. He's in a dating relationship. No matter how uncertain that relationship is, he's unavailable. He's emotionally unavailable for love. Maybe he's emotionally checked out. Or maybe he's got a life problem that's beyond you, like addictions or a health crisis. The no-play guys out there are usually pretty easy to spot. And if you look back on your old relationships, you'll find that he was giving you clues to his situation. He was broadcasting his dating status if you were paying attention. You may even meet the occasional guy who knows he's a no-play guy, and he'll tell you right up front, he can't play. Do yourself a favor and listen to him. Tip number 6 is know your needs for love. Along with that list I told you to make of what you're looking for in a guy, you should have a list of what you need. Your love needs are important. I shouldn't have to say this, but I see couples every day where one or both of the people are not honoring or respecting their needs in the relationship. So start out before you go out on a date knowing what it is you need from a man in the relationship. And then when you see that you're not getting those exact needs met, you're going to have a clear decision point. You'll know to stop dating him. The decision will be clear, as well as the decision to stay, of course, if he does meet them. Tip number 7, don't play the wrong game. Again, you have to be vigilant in the game of love and relationships. If you're looking for a relationship and maybe even marriage, don't play the first date hookup game. If you're looking for a relationship, don't play the casual dating game for longer than a month or two. If he's not game to get serious, adios, muchachos. If you're looking to get married, don't talk about it at all for those first couple of months of dating. But after that, start making your goal clear, okay? Have fun if you want, but know that fast intimacy works against your goal if you're seeking a relationship. Play the game you want to win and stick to your rules. Chances are you know that the casual sex game will not find you love or a husband, no matter how hard you try, okay? Stop compromising your relationship goal for the fear of ruining a relationship you have right now that isn't even a relationship you want. Listen to me say that again. This is deeper than you think. Stop compromising your goals, the goals you want in a relationship. Stop lowering those standards for fear of ruining a relationship you have right now that isn't even the relationship you want. Now, of course, I can't cover every single tip in the podcast. This thing will be way, way long. So if you want to get all the rest of the tips, please go on over to the site. I've got the article posted up at datingadviceguru.com. You can check it out there. But the last tip, number 10, is sprechen Sie talk. There's a silly line in an 80s action movie. It's Die Hard. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's pretty funny where this really obnoxious character says, hey, sprechen Sie talk. What makes him totally clueless is he's a salesman type guy, and he doesn't even know that sprechen actually means talk in German. He's trying to, of course, be connecting with these guys in a silly little sales way. Now, I use that little phrase on my wife to tell her that, hey, we need to sit down and talk about where the relationship is going, what we should be working on. It's a fun and lighthearted way of communicating for us. And it's also a funny way to point out that most of us struggle to communicate some of our most important needs to our partner. We just don't know how to communicate well in relationships these days. One of the best and most important skills you can learn for your relationship is how to communicate across your differences in a relationship. I'd go so far as to say if you want to be a woman who is really successful dating men, you better learn how to get him communicating his feelings and his needs back to you as well. Yeah, in other words, you may need to be prepared to shoulder both sides of communication for a while if you really want your love partnership to work. Again, most women just throw their hands up in the air and cry about, why is it so complicated? Well, the women who are married or secure in their love, they simply accepted that complication is the price of success in love. So which one are you going to do, I wonder? It might seem like finding a relationship today is harder than ever, but nothing has changed. Not really. In fact, we actually have more opportunity than ever to start dating the person we want. Problem is, we have too much choice. We can choose the kind of personality we want. We can find more people in a shorter time than ever before. You don't have to wait for a friend to set you up on a blind date. If you meet someone long distance, it's easier than ever to travel and see them. There's more information available about all the skills of relationships than ever before. Communication, relating, dating, negotiating, sex and intimacy, every topic you will need in a relationship. You can approach your search for love as actively or passively as you want. All it takes is the initiative from you to start your search and go after the relationship you want. And if you have the right understanding about how men work and what we want, guess what? You're going to find love. And you know what? You got a great friend here. Yep, that's right. Carlos is your buddy because I'm a man and I do know what men want in relationships. If you want to learn how to connect better with a guy, go on over to datingadviceguru.com. It's datingadviceguru.com. I know it's long, but you can remember that. datingadviceguru.com/connection. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection. Go check that out. Go watch my video and read the article on how to connect with men and how men have a certain connection code. If you know what that code is, guess what? You can unlock any door to his heart. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com with these 10 tips of how to find love. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.